This year's Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine has been won by James P. Allison and Tasuku Honjo, two cancer specialists whose work in immunology has changed the way that we treat cancer. Joining me now to discuss the great achievement of these two Nobel Prize winners' work and help us understand what exactly it is that they've discovered, I'm joined by Dr. Craig Geddy, oncologist and senior lecturer at the University of Newcastle. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the invitation.
So I know Allison and Honjo's work involves using the immune system to tackle cancer, but what have they discovered?
So they worked for many years and amongst, you know, thousands of other scientists to really understand how the immune system is regulated. So when over billions of years, as we've evolved from multicellular organisms to, you know, reptiles, birds, mammals, we've also evolved an immune system to take care of viruses, bacteria, fungus, and that's become a very powerful weapon in modern creatures. But when you have a very powerful tool like the powerful control of the immune system, it needs to be controlled as well, because if it gets dysregulated, if it gets out of whack, then you can have either a too weak immune system, so you can become susceptible to infection and attack, or you can have a too strong immune system and you can have a body that's attacked by itself, and that's the basis of many autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. And so the work that Allison and Honjo have been rewarded for is to really understand the regulation of that immune response.
Right. And so, you know, in terms of this regulation, how effective has their treatment been?
So by understanding that there are effectively a committee, we long recognized that it was a mechanism by which immune cells recognized other cells in the body, but how they then decided whether or not to attack or whether or not to let the cell pass and say, yes, you're fine, you're moving on, was not known. And so they discovered that there was actually a committee of signals that occur between the immune cell and between the between another cell, and it could be a cancer cell, could be a normal cell, that made that decision. And so they discovered signaling molecules on the surface of cells that go through this elaborate handshake, this elaborate committee decision, and they were originally focused on how that would actually be used to treat chronic infections, but then realized that this was also the basis of how cancer was able to control the immune system.
Mm-hmm. And Craig, what's been your own experience or firsthand contact with this type of therapy?
Well, I was just very lucky. I was actually very excited about the idea of using the immune system to treat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very old idea. It's been around for over 100 years, in fact, where the immune system was harnessed, but a hundred years ago with work of William Coley. But it sort of fell into disrepute for many years, and other treatments like chemotherapy, radiation became more prevalent. But I was very, very excited by it, did a PhD and so forth. And then we looked like we were going nowhere with cancer vaccines, but just at the end of my PhD, the fruits of Allison Honjo's work came out. And we developed, a number of companies developed antibodies, mm-hmm. as drugs to block how cancer evades the immune system. And I was very fortunate to be one of the doctors and involved in the early clinical trials of these drugs, and to see how these drugs really help some people incredibly well.
Mm. And, you know, in the whole field of cancer research and cancer treatment, it's obviously, you know, there's always new discoveries and a lot of treatments that work for one thing don't work for other things. How important is this? I mean, obviously, it won a Nobel Prize. It's obviously very important. But how significant is it in sort of the wider field of, you know, cancer treatment and cancer research?
Yeah.
How will it change treatment, you know, now and into the future?
So, look, one of my standard lines when I talk to patients is that, you know, we have three traditional treatments for cancer, mm-hmm. the knife, which is surgery, fire, which is radiation, and poison, which is chemotherapy. And that's, you know, that's what I actually trained in as a chemotherapy doctor. But in the last 20 years, we've really essentially invented two new ways of treating cancer, which are under our supervision, which is targeted therapies. They work like a key fits in a lock, and they're often delivered as a tablet. And then, as I describe it, kung fu. So the kung fu treatment is this immune treatment. As I said, it's a way of rearming and re-enabling your immune system to re-recognize the cancer and attack the cancer. So effectively, it's it's given us a completely new tool in the way that we treat cancer.
Mm-hmm. And presumably that this discovery could also be used for things that aren't cancer maybe as well.
So it's certainly being tested, and again back to, you know, Alison and Honjo's original thoughts for chronic infection. But the understandings that we've come through with this have really helped cross-fertilise, and we had a conference recently in Newcastle about this, have cross-fertilised our understanding of how other diseases and treatments of other diseases work. So many of the other diseases that people face, things like multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis, or inflammation of the bowel, things like ulcerative colitis, we're getting better and better insights on what's affecting them. In fact, in those cases, it's too active an immune system. So, again, we're trying to figure out just how to dial it down for people who've got an overactive immune system and to dial it up for people who have an inactive immune system.
Okay, well, that's extremely exciting and very, very well deserved. Thank you so much.